This is John Nasheed. Peace be upon you all. I was just watching a video. It was young children, very young girls doing gymnastics in Ireland, I believe it was. And the spirit was beautiful spirit, I assume, because all of the girls were receiving awards. And when they went down the line to give out the awards, they gave all the little Caucasian girls their awards and skipped right by the one African-American that was standing in the line. And it was so sad to watch her look down the line as if to say, well, what happened to mine? Racism is a terrible, terrible thing, especially when it's inflicted on our young children. You know, Imam Muhammad, he had mentioned to us once that the racial images, to remove all racial images that attempt to portray divine. You know, because when people feel that God, now we're talking about God, the creator of all things in the universe, is a Caucasian, then quite nasty, that's going to make Caucasian people feel as if they are superior. Very, very, very serious problem. And that's one of our missions to address that. You know, in Western society, Europe and the United States of America, racist institutions, and they do it for the benefit of capital, raising capital, acquiring land, taking over peoples, enslaving people, and all the rest of those things that go along with it. And I'm speaking mainly to African-American people, is we can't sit around and allow people to disrespect us in that manner without having a voice. We should rally. That should be our rallying cry. End racism. As far as we're concerned, whatever they desire to do, that's their business. But at some point in time, you have to stand up and defend yourself. You have to defend your children. Because if we could have saw the picture of that little girl, her face being racially profiled in public, then that's a very serious problem. And it's only going to degrade us. People lose respect throughout the world for us when we allow people to disrespect our children, disrespect our future. And we have to really stand shoulder to shoulder. And don't concern yourself. If people want to be racist, if people want to discredit another people, that's their problem. But don't defend it. Don't think that we have to come out and make certain that Caucasian people feel comfortable when we address these issues. Whether they feel comfortable or not, that's not our concern. Our concern is the African American, our children, and our future. So may God bless each and every one of us to understand that, and hopefully in time we will be successful. Peace.